everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and I just want to let you know that I've been talking to your wife, and she's confessed a few things to me. Me and your wife have been friends for years. I know that you're happily married. I know that the two of you adore each other. There's just one little problem. Emphasis on the little. Your wife confided to me, and we talk about everything, that that the sex is subpar and that you have a tiny dick. No, I didn't stutter. Your wife says you have a small penis, and she does not enjoy having sex with you, even though she does really love you. So I suggested that she start having an affair. Now, at first, she looked a little bit shocked that I would tell her to cheat on her husband, but I was happy to explain to her why cuckolding her husband would help the two of you remain happily married. All too often, women will begin to resent their tiny dick husbands if their sexual needs go unfulfilled. Female-led relationships and femdom cuckolding mend that rift. You might even notice your wife has a certain glow and a pep in her step lately. That's because she's been fucking your boss. Oops. Who is hung, by the way, and fucks like a stallion. I just needed to add that. Now, once the initial guilt trip was out of the way, it didn't take long for your wife to get the attention of your boss, who somehow intuitively knew you couldn't fuck to save your life, and offered to take her out to dinner one night. Yes, that was the night when she told you she had a girl's night. Mm-hmm, she lied to you. At a private location, he wined and dined her and then made her have 5 consecutive orgasms in a row, something that has never happened in the entirety of your marriage. You have never made her come 5 times in a row. You barely made her come once. So, if you were wondering why your wife seemed so exhausted the next day, that's your answer. You can thank me for getting you cuckolded and confess you secretly enjoyed this small penis humiliation journey by calling me at 1-800-601-6975 and asking for Brighton. Your wife will not mind, I promise you. Talk soon.